Brandon, Brandon, Boone, Boone, 10-22-03-18-2026. Brandon is a 22-year-old young man who came to see Dr. Pyatt yesterday with abdominal pain. He comes back today for abdominal ultrasound. Patient is 22 years old. He is about to have a child, but he's not married to the young lady. He has no past medical history, no surgery. He works as a correctional officer. So he has a very stressful job. He vapes, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke. Family history is only positive in a grandfather with diabetes. Patient comes in today because he's having pain 5 days out of seven. The pain is a band-like pain around his navel. Patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, weight loss, weight gain, or any of the associated symptoms. There's no other, once again, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, no food allergies, no food causing his pain. Stress sometimes makes it worse. He's on no medication. He doesn't use drugs. And the only thing that he's noticed is when he's active, the pain appears to be worse. The pain when he comes is 4 out of 10. The pain lasts an hour to 6 hours, and it goes away. He doesn't take any medications for it. Period. Knee paragraph. He weighs 185 pounds, stable, 97.9, 100%, 20, 78, 137 over 71, heart pauses, one pause of two, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosal with any legionological non-focal. Assessment, number one, abdominal pain. Number two, exam is totally negative. Number three, blood work pending. Number four, abdominal ultrasound is completely negative. Number five, I told him he needs a GI specialist for EGD, colonoscopy, and a possible CT of the abdomen. Number six, he wants to wait on that. And number seven, he wants to try a muscle relaxer, which I think may be a good idea. Number eight, I gave him Flexeril, 10 milligram, half a tablet every 8 hours, 8 to 12 hours. He knows that Flexeril can make him very sleepy, no driving, no drinking, no operating machineries. Come back in 1 month. Next number, we'll call patient with the blood work as well. Findings discussed with patient at length, given patient ample time to ask questions before leaving. Thank you.